Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on Wednesday, January the 6th, 2021. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. You know, I have not had a morning, I think, in 2021 yet, where I did not have a guest. And I will butcher 2021 for a long time. This has been a thing of mine since I started in radio a long time ago. For some reason, when the year changes, even though the screen you look at in front of you usually tells you what year it is, you keep saying the last year. You get so used to saying 2020 and 2019 and 2018. I mean, you do it 365 days a year, and then all of a sudden one day it changes, and if I screw it up, just bear with me. You know, it's 2021. And I'll tell you a funny thing. The computer we use here at the station does not have the year. It has the day of the week. Like Wednesday, it has Wednesday, it has January, and it has the 6th, and it has the time, even down to the 10th of a second, but it does not have the year. So maybe that's one of the reasons I do that. I can't see the year in front of me. Anyway, the first hour is just you and me this morning because we haven't done that this year. Monday we had on Gavin and yesterday we had on Michelle, and those were both a lot of fun. But this morning, I thought we would talk about what's going on in the new year. There's a lot of news going on, that's for sure. But one of the main things I wanted to talk about this morning is you know how certain mornings you have something really good happen and something really bad? Now, when I say really bad, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think this is a really bad thing. Now, the good thing's a really good thing, so that's good news. So I'm not sure if I should start with the really good thing this morning or the really bad thing this morning. So I'm going to start with the good, because I think it's always good to start on a happy note, and then we'll get into the bad. Now, when I get into the bad, I'm going to need your advice on something, because I really have not resolved the problem yet, because it just happened about an hour and a half ago. So we'll resolve this problem as the morning goes on. But here's the good news. I came into the studio this morning. Now, as I have told you, for about the past 8 weeks, when I come in on Wednesday morning, there's always a nice little treat waiting for me here in the studio, a nice little surprise. We've had everything from banana pudding and vanilla wafers to large Diet Cokes from McDonald's to sausage and eggs from McDonald's to no-bake cookies, just all kinds of really good stuff waiting on me here in the studio. Now, we had a new one this morning, and this is one that's about as good as you can get. And this good news far outweighs any possible bad news there could be. I came in this morning, and as I came in on my desk, I could see that there was a large Diet Coke. That's always a good news. That's always good news for me and anybody else in the world, because who doesn't love a large Diet Coke? Now, there was a bowl sitting next to it on the desk. So I popped open this bowl, which was a Tupperware bowl, I believe. Nice bowl that keeps moisture and freshness in whatever's in there. And I open up this bowl, and there are homemade biscuits in this bowl. And I'm not even sure you call them biscuits. It's like the Bisquick. Are they called biscuits? They're not called... Well, I think the closest thing you could call them is a biscuit. So it's homemade big biscuits in this Ziploc or a Tupperware container. So I'm thinking, well, that's good on its own. You know, homemade biscuits are just all you need, really. But there's a note saying there's something in the refrigerator. So I go over to the refrigerator here in the studio, and what do I find in the refrigerator but another Tupperware bowl. Now, in the Tupperware bowl in the refrigerator, there are cut up strawberries. And I think they're sweetened. I took a little bite of them this morning. I couldn't wait till the break to get at these things. They were so good. But they were cut. There were cut up strawberries in the other Tupperware bowl. And then sitting on top of the Tupperware bowl in the refrigerator was a tub of Cool Whip. So, homemade strawberry shortcake this morning is what this ends up being. Now, think about this. You know, because I'm here till noon today with Glenn Coble. So we've got homemade biscuits, fresh homemade biscuits, fresh cut-up strawberries, and Cool Whip. And, to top it all off, a large diet soda from McDonald's. Now, if that does not brighten your morning, I don't know what does. And the fact that somebody would go to the length to do this, because it's probably more complicated, to be honest with you, I would say, than the banana pudding or the no-bake cookies. I don't know. Maybe I don't know which is more complicated, but I will tell you that this is a great, great thing to have in the morning, and I think it's somewhat healthy because strawberries are good for you, and whipped cream has no sugar in it. If you look at whipped cream, it doesn't have any sugar in it. That's why a lot of people on carb diets, like the Atkins diet, will eat a lot of Cool Whip. And obviously the diet soda has no sugar in it. So really the only thing here that has any carbohydrate or sugar content would be the homemade biscuits. But hey, you eat those when something is that good. So what a great way to start the morning here on WWGH Radio. Homemade strawberry shortcake. Now, for the person who made this, the good deeds that people do are really what we need more of. I think we're in a time right now in society where everybody's just complaining about everything. We're just upset. And all the news this morning is more election news, which is all kind of a downer. And people are angry, people are upset, people are shocked, people are elated. You know, that stuff kind of wears on you after a while. But stuff like this, who could be upset showing up in the morning on a Wednesday and finding homemade strawberry shortcake? There's no sadness in that. Go ahead, caller.
No, that's
go ahead, caller. Yes.
Oh, the biscuits you're talking about, those are to put your strawberries on. They're not, they're the homemade shortcakes.
So you
that's
would...
That's where somebody went and where it is. He said the strawberries are real cream on top of those shortcakes.
So you would call that homemade... So you would call that homemade shortcake?
Right.
Right. Well, it looks good.
They had the strawberries and whipped cream with it. Yeah, they made shortcake for your strawberries.
Well, I tell you what, I'm loaded up and ready to go with this.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for calling. So we've got the homemade strawberry shortcake. Now, does anybody else out there ever do homemade strawberry shortcake? Because normally what I notice is people just buy it in the store. They buy those little shortcakes, those little brown shortcakes you get in the store, those little circular things. Does anybody else ever do the homemade shortcake? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Or has anybody done a good act for you in 2021? Because I think these are very important. I think doing good acts for people and not being asked is a nice thing. And you know, the nice thing about this is I've never asked for any of this, and I never know what's coming. So it's not planned like that. Nobody ever says, hey, you know, bring me blah, 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 blah. That doesn't happen. It just shows up. So I think if we all did more kind acts like this, we would, I think, maybe feel better about ourselves and make the world a little better. It's kind of like, I was talking, I forget who it was yesterday. I was talking to somebody yesterday about how a lot of people go through the drive-thru at a restaurant, and they'll pay for the person behind them, which is a very kind act. I think it makes you feel good. I'm sure it makes the person behind you feel good, and it's just a nice thing to do. And maybe if we did a little more of that, we would not concentrate on so much of the bad stuff that is amping up people's nerves in the world. And to be honest with you, I really am not sure why people are so tense right now. You know, I watched all the political news last night. I read about it this morning. And the truth of the matter is, whatever happens, happens. That's the way it's been for over 200 years in this country. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and everything's going to be fine. The country is still here 200-something years later. We've had Republicans. We've had Democrats. Life goes on. And I think, hopefully, we're getting back to that attitude. I hope this all settles down, because I believe this was the last election we're going to have relating back to the 2020 election, the one we had last night. So hopefully once they sort all this out in Georgia today, we'll be done and we can go forth with new stuff to talk about. Hope everybody's got their stimulus check. I know that's been a big conversation in circles and on social media. Hope everybody's got their stimulus check. I don't know how that's being done. I don't know if they do it alphabetically. I don't know if they do it based on your income. I don't know if they do it based on where you live. I don't really know how that's all done. But if anybody can shed some light on that, give me a buzz. I think we'd all love to hear that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on the stimulus or doing kind acts or anything else going on in your life, I certainly would love to hear about it. Does anybody else out there make homemade strawberry shortcake? We've talked about this on this show so often. We talk about food quite a bit. And it's funny because I don't know if people really cook anymore. I think they microwave, and I think they put stuff in the oven. But as far as cooking goes, I really don't know. I don't know if people really go and make homemade shortcake like I got this morning. I don't know if that's a common thing. I think most people probably just buy the package of the shortcake and go from there. So I am always impressed by people who can cook. That is something that really impresses me as a human being, when somebody cooks really good stuff. But see, here's what I always get. I always say, well, do you cook a lot of things? And they'll say, well, yeah, I'm a really good cook. And I'll say, okay, well, what do you cook? And they'll say, well, I don't cook very often. And I don't know. Maybe they know how to cook, but they just don't do it anymore. But maybe that's the times. Maybe we're just all moving too fast. I really don't know. In any event, if you have anything to say about that, why do you think people are cooking less? I think that's one interesting thing that this pandemic is going to bring to us, is that more people are going to the grocery store. I noticed that quite a bit. And I think are people enjoying the home-cooked food more? Do you think people will head back to the restaurants as soon as this is over? I don't know. It's been interesting to watch. Do you think the generation before the generation now did not teach their kids how to cook? Or did microwaves come in and ruin everything? Things were just so much easier in the microwave. Like, I know people who cook hamburger in the microwave. Now, this one, I do not understand. That's just something I can't do. And, you know, they live. They're perfectly fine, so obviously it must be okay to do. But I would not want to start with raw hamburger and cook it in the microwave. That, to me, just does not taste good on any level. It does not sound good on any level. And I'm not even sure how you do it. Does anybody out there cook hamburger in the microwave? I've seen it done. But I don't really, I don't think it's something I would go for. And I'll tell you why. Because it's not that hard to cook a hamburger. Now, there are things that are a little more complicated to cook, and I understand why people go to the microwave. But hamburger is just not one of them. Anything that has any kind of blood involved, which obviously red meat does, I just don't want to cook in the microwave. Now, a hot dog, sausage, you know, I'll cook that in the microwave. But not hamburger. Or, and I don't think you can cook chicken or fish or anything like that fresh in the microwave. I don't know if you can do that or not. And I don't think it would be a good idea to attempt it with all the issues. Turkey, certainly. I had a big issue with turkey back at the holiday time, Thanksgiving. So, any thoughts on any of this, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I certainly do appreciate the fresh homemade biscuits this morning, the large Diet Coke, the cut-up strawberries, and the Cool Whip. The homemade strawberry shortcake. You cannot go wrong there at all. Delicious here this morning on WWGH Radio. Now, do want to remind everybody very quickly that coming up today here on this station, we have On the Air with Glenn Coble and myself from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we have Progressive Life with Glenn Coble from 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. here on this station. Okay, now I'm going to tell you my bad. And again, I don't think it's going to end up being all that bad, but here's the story, and here's the input I'm looking for this morning. Okay. Now, I have never had, to my knowledge, any issues with the car that I'm driving right now. Good car, no lights on, you know, on the dashboard, everything fine. So yesterday, I'm driving into the station, and I stopped it at my favorite food chain yesterday morning. And as I was in the drive-thru, something strange happened that I had never had happen in any car that I have ever driven. I was in the line, not moving, and I'm waiting in the line at the fast food place, and I had the radio on, and all of a sudden, the radio and the lights were kind of blinking. Now, the car was staying on, but the radio and the lights were like blinking. They would go, the radio would shut off for maybe a second, and then it would come right back on. So, this happened all the way here to the station yesterday morning. So I thought, well, I'm obviously going to have to get this looked at. I don't know what this problem is. It's very strange. So yesterday I went down and I drove home from here, and it wasn't doing it. It stopped. The problem had stopped. So I thought, well, I wonder what that was. So I went out again last night just to make sure it wasn't doing it, and I drove around, and it wasn't doing it at all. The radio was not going in and out. The lights were not going in and out. So I thought, okay, well, maybe it was just a freak thing, and I'm good to go. So I go to bed last night, and I get up this morning to come here, and I go out, and I get in the car, and I go to start it, and the car will not start. Now, that's the dreaded thing you do not want to have happen in the morning. The car not start. But I've had dead batteries. So this was strange, because when I got in the car, the light would come on, the dome light would come on, the dashboard would light up, but kind of dim. And the dashboard was kind of flickering. And I thought, boy, this is really strange. And I would shut the door and the lights would kind of light up again. And then the dashboard would flicker again. So I did this for like 5 minutes. But the car would not turn over. It would not start. Every time I would go to start it, the dashboard would go completely dark. And the car would not start. But when I would pull the key back, After I tried to start it, the dashboard would light up again, but just flicker a little bit. And that's usually when your battery's dead, none of that happens. Your car does not flicker. So I'm thinking, oh no, now I got trouble. So I immediately went inside because I knew I had to be here, and I called somebody and I said, hey, can you give me a ride to work? Okay, so they're on their way. So I'm thinking, I mean, because the thing you would think what would be, you would need a jump. I mean, even though I never saw a car act like that, the flickering lights and all that, I thought, well, maybe it just does need a jump. Maybe the battery is just slowly dying or something. I don't know. So I am not a mechanic by any stretch of the imagination. So I go out and I open up the hood because I think, well, at some point today I'm going to have to get a jump, at least so I can get to where I'm going, because I would guess that has something to do with the problem. So I open up the hood and right there's the battery, because the battery is pretty easy to locate in any car. Even somebody who is not a car person can locate the battery. And on one of the battery connections, they call them something. What are they called? The battery, you know, the cables go on to the battery and they connect to the battery, two cables. You got the positive and the negative. On one of the cables, and I can't remember if it was the positive or the negative, if it was the red or the black, but on one of the cables, it was just covered in that blue battery acid, which I had not noticed because I have not checked my oil or had the hood up in, I don't know, probably since October, I think was the last time I had that done. So there's just blue all over the head. I think it's called a head, the battery head, where the cable connects. So I really don't know if this is the problem, but I did, the person who picked me up this morning knew something about cars. And I said, hey, you know, after I called you to come take me into work this morning, I did pop the hood and I noticed that there is a bunch of corrosion, battery acid, around one of those heads, one of those connectors. And they said, well, that could probably be your problem, because that would explain why the lights are still on in the car, that the battery has not gone dead, that battery acid has seeped and is causing the connector not to connect, which is causing the car to not start. Now, I don't know if this is the problem, because where we sit right now, I had to leave and come in here. So I'm asking all you mechanics out there, has anybody ever had a problem like that? And what do you think it is? And I see the battery must still have some kind of charge in it, or the lights would not come on inside. Because when I left, the lights would still come on. If I open the door, the lights come on. I could still turn on the on and off the dome light, the panel on the car, it still turned on until you turn the key. When you turn the key, then all the lights went off. So this blue, and I'm guessing that's battery acid, this blue battery acid, which is all over one of the heads, do you think that could be causing there to be no connection, which is what's causing the car not to start? Now, that's my hypothesis right now. Now, I don't know if the battery's dead right now, and I really don't know what would cause that type of corrosion. I mean, I've seen that corrosion in cars before, but I've never seen it to the point to where it made a car not start. But there is a lot of this blue stuff on the head. It's not just a little bit of blue stuff. It's quite a bit. So anybody who knows anything about cars or ever knew anything about cars, this seems like a small problem. But what do you think the problem might be? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the odd thing yesterday, the reason I think this is an odd problem, is because usually once your car is started, I don't think the battery is an issue. So I could not figure out yesterday why, once the car was started, when I was driving here, the radio was going in and out and the lights were kind of dimming. Now, maybe, because I've had bad batteries before, and a bad battery will turn on your car. But after that, who knows? But I think maybe this corrosion, this blue stuff all over one of the heads, might just be making the connection a little more difficult, which is what is causing the car not to start, which is where we are right now. Now, does anybody have any thought on this? 39 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I sure would love to hear some thoughts on this, because I have no idea. Only that I know that blue stuff is not supposed to be there on the head of the battery. You know, I would love to know what causes that. Because over the holiday, I did not have an issue with a car problem like that. But I had an issue with a Christmas thing that needed batteries, in which the battery had leaked, and it was causing the connection in this device not to work. So I had to get out vinegar and Q-tip and clean out the corrosion that was inside of this Christmas decoration to make it work again where the battery acid had dripped. So I don't know if this could be causing the problem, but you never know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, on your battery cable, sometimes they loosen up and you might hit a big bump or something. You don't remember it, and maybe it jarred it loose. And so when you jarred it a little bit, it was probably arcing a little bit and building up off that post, battery post. So what you should do, I'd try first, is take the cable off. You can get a brush, or you can get these little cleaners. I think you've seen them. They're about 4 inches long. They got wire brushes in them that you put over the top of your post and clean it real good. And then you clean the inside of your cable connection and put it back on and make sure it's tight. I don't know what kind of tightener is on that, but they do loosen up. And sometimes they break, and they get a break in them to do the same thing. That lead will break, but that's where I'd start.
Now,
the battery's your heart. If you ain't got that, you ain't got nothing.
Well, you know, it's strange because, you know, I've had cars before where the battery died, but what's so strange about this is usually with a bad battery, if it's your battery that is the problem, either once you try to start your car, everything's dead, and it will not, you know, the lights are out, everything's gone, or once you get it started, everything works just fine. But this is strange to me because yesterday I could not figure out why the radio was stopping for a second and going back on. And this morning when I left, when you would try to start the car, everything would go dark. But if you weren't trying to start it, the lights were on and everything was just flickering. So I think there must just be a connection issue.
Yeah, the connection. It's probably loosened up and sent. You bought that last year, didn't you? About this time last year?
Yeah, and it was, I think, New Year's Eve.
And you probably never checked it. So it might have loosened up, or sometimes, like I said, them ends will crack at lids, and you can't see them sometimes. So I would go out, pop them off, clean them, and then check it, put it back on, make sure it's tight, and you're good to go. I'm sure of that.
Now, do you think I will have to charge the battery, or do you just think it's a connection issue?
It's a connection issue, I'm sure of that. Because either battery works or don't work. A lot of times, in the winter especially, if it's real cold, they'll kill a battery. A lot of times, they'll get down to a certain degree, and they just go, bam, you know. And I don't know what year of car you got. It's a Honda, I guess, ain't it?
Right.
And, what year is your Honda?
You know, that's funny. I was trying to remember that this morning, but I think it's a 2016.
Okay, I'll bet that's the original battery in there. So the battery might be on its way out. But you could take the AutoZone out there, and they'll check your battery. They'll check the voltage and everything right in the car.
Well, you know, I agree with what you're saying, because I don't think the dashboard and the dome light would still be coming on if the battery was dead.
Right. Yeah, it don't take too much for the lights. I mean, and the radio don't take any juice at all, hardly. But just to have the lights come on outside of your headlights. Now, when you put your headlights on, they take a lot of juice, you know.
You know, so, I wonder why the radio was blinking yet when the car was already on.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
Yeah. But I would, sounds like to me, if the cables and stuff's all clean and you got that corrosion off, it's just like a, it's like electric in the house. Okay, it worked yesterday, worked fine. But if one of them grounds in the house wiring gets loose, you'll see flickering of the lights and stuff because it's not making good contact. And they call it like arc, and you know, you're like a spark. And they got to be clean and they got to be tight. But I would start there. But you know, like, if you don't want to do it, just take it out to AutoZone. They'll come right out and check it for you.
Now, I might try this because at the Christmas time, when I was cleaning off that battery acid, what they said to use was vinegar. Now, will vinegar work on the car battery?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably. I don't know. But you could buy these things for about $4, $5. Even go out to Harvard Freight. They got these brushes that it's got a hole in it. You can put it right over in that terminal and just back and forth, and it'll clean it right up. Very simple.
I'm going to try to do that when I get out of here today because I'm almost sure that's the problem because when
yes.
I popped the hood and saw all that blue stuff, I thought, ooh, that's probably causing an issue.
And then a lot of times when people put a battery in, they take a little bit of grease and put it on that post and then put your clamp on it and tighten it up. That keeps it nice.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that because, you know, I was trying to think the last time I would have had the hood up would have been back in October when I had the oil changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there was any issue then, but I don't remember looking at the battery. And I'm sure somebody at the place where I had my oil changed probably would have said something.
Well, depends. Some of these people, it's kind of hard to get qualified people to do things like they should do, you know. They know how to do it, but they just kind of get in a hurry, overlook, you know. It's pretty easy to do.
That's for sure. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Take it to AutoZone. They'll do it for you.
I'm going to work on it this afternoon. That's my project.
Okay, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So this is where I am right now, and I think that's probably right. I think that there is just some kind of connection issue there because of all the battery acid blue stuff. And it could have been that I hit a bump somewhere and jarred it loose, which caused all that battery acid to come out. It's a strange problem to have. Because heaven knows you don't want anything electrical. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
One thing the caller didn't mention, pull your battery caps off, look and see if you got fluid in the battery. It could be leaking, and you got to have those plates covered with your ass in your water.
So make sure the battery's not leaking.
Yeah, well, look and see, to pull your battery caps off and make sure they're covered, Joe.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to do it. Now, do you know anything about what you should use to clean the battery acid off?
As I said, you'll get your brush it off for $4 or $5. That's the best way to do it, and clean out your cable and hook it up that way.
All right, well, thank you.
Yep.
All right, I'll take any information that you have this morning, 47 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know when you're on a time crunch in the morning, immediately when the car would not start, I called the person to take me here to the station. But, you know, once I opened up the hood, which I did after I called the person, I thought, you know, I bet if I could have gotten this thing clean, the car would have started. And I don't know that it would have taken all that much time to get it clean. But I don't know if you can clean it with vinegar or not. Now, I used that for the battery on the Christmas thing, and that worked. I don't know if you can use vinegar or not. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, I don't know anything about cars, but if you need a ride, I know of a good bus that'll come and get you for $1.25.
Now, what are the fees on that bus?
$1.25.
Now, is that $1.25 anywhere?
Yeah, one way.
So what number do you call to get on this bus?
Oh, you're really going to ride with me?
Well, here's my only issue with the bus.
You're thinking about it, aren't you?
Well, here's what I always thought. Here's the thing. At one point when I was having car trouble, because I like the idea of public transportation, because I like to talk to people, and I think it's interesting. But my fear with public transportation always is, like, if I got to be here at a certain time, if there's other people on the bus and other stops, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah. Well, we run by the half hour, so I always tell people, like, to go a half hour earlier than you need to, that way, because it's always better to be early than late.
Well, I know you guys pick up out as far as the Meyer parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The east side, it's Myers and Tri Rivers, and north side, it's from Lee Street clear out to Multi-County. West side is Whirlpool, and south side, hey, that's me, is L Camp.
Now, let's say, for example, because this is an interesting thing, because I think the public buses here in Marion, the city buses, are something people don't know about. Now, let's say this morning at 7 o'clock, when I realize the car wouldn't have started, I dial the number, and I say, okay, I need a bus out here at the Meyer parking lot, because that would be the closest to me, and I need to get to Center Street. I need to get to the Ohio Health Building on Center Street. Now, if I make that call at 7 o'clock, it's going to cost me $1.
Well, can I jump in there?
Go ahead.
We don't start running until 8.
Well, can you get me here in like 15 minutes?
Oh, no. No. So there's pros and cons to everything. And you transfer because the drivers stay in their districts, if you will, their areas, sections, whatever, north, south, east, and west. It's not like a cab takes you from A to B. If you take a bus, so from the Meyer parking lot, that's east side, and you're going to, I think that'd be west side where you work, you would have to take the east bus in and then transfer to the west bus. And each driver is allotted a half hour to complete their section of the route. So it does take an hour to get from one point of town to the other.
Now, how many people, I mean, on average, are riding the city bus every day?
I'm not sure about that. And I know that because of COVID, you know, COVID has pretty much impacted everything. We can only take half capacity because we're practicing social distancing.
But it's only $1.25.
Yeah, you can't beat that with a stick. And for elderly, students, and disabled, it's 60 cents.
Now, do you know what the number is you call?
Oh, yeah. 382-9850.
Well, that's interesting, you know, because one time I'm just going to write it maybe when I'm not under time constraints just to see what it's like, because I've always thought it would be interesting to do that because people do that in the big city all the time, and I think the Marion buses, last time I was on one, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, well, that's the cool thing. Every run is different. Sometimes you get talkers. Sometimes people just want to be quiet and take their ride. Sometimes, you know.
And WWGH is on in your bus, right?
You know it. Well, every day, all day.
Now, do you get comments from the drivers who say, man, that's a great station?
Sometimes people will say, that aren't familiar, they'll say, what is this? Or what are you listening to? Or sometimes people will, like, pull my chain because they're like, aren't you a little young to be listening to talk radio or something like that? But, you know, I've got broad shoulders, and I love you guys, so I keep rocking with you.
Well, I appreciate it. And next time after 8 o'clock when I'm in a jam, I'll call the city bus.
First pickup's at 8 a.m., last pickup's at 4 p.m.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. That's some information that it's good to get across. You know, these city buses in Marion, they're kind of fascinating because I don't know how many people use them, but $1.25 and 60 cents if you are disabled or elderly, that's not a bad deal. 740-383-9944 is the number here, 740-383-9944. Getting a message here about cooking. I have always used a Bisquick recipe for strawberry shortcake. This is from Charlie's wife, Jeannie. Charlie's mom always added an egg to the recipe. That was always a family recipe. Now, see, I think that sounds good. The shortcake you get in the store is kind of different. I like it. It's not bad, but it's a lot different than homemade shortcake, which I got this morning. So I appreciate that, to be sure. With your coffee this morning, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I think, are you signed up with AAA concerning your vehicle?
You know, I do have AAA, but I wasn't sure this morning if that was a big enough problem. Once I saw the corrosion on the battery cable, I thought, this is probably the issue.
Well, that is a big problem. You don't call them if you have a little problem or a big problem. You just call them if you need them. That's why you sign up as a member. So what I would do, I wouldn't even go out there and mess around with that this evening after you get off work. What you should do is just call AAA and tell them you're going to be home at a certain time, and then they'll be right there, because it usually takes about an hour for them, you know, once you call them to get there. And then let them determine what your issue is. And then if you do have to go get another battery and you don't want to buy a battery off of them, I mean, they will usually send the battery truck out in a situation like this, and because they want to sell you a new battery. And but what I would do, if I would be you, I would call AAA, and if you do need a tow in to where you got the battery or anywhere you're going to select to get a new battery, then they'll tow you to that destination, and you won't have all these problems, because that's why you're signed up to AAA to begin with, to eliminate stress. And I'm you know, since I'm a woman, I just sign up with AAA, because if I have any kind of an issue with my vehicle and it won't start or whatever the problem, I just immediately call them, because they're my man.
Well, you know what's interesting? A few years ago, I had a car, a different car, and I did have to buy a battery for it. And I remember going and buying the battery, and most batteries have some kind of warranty on them.
Yes,
and,
they do.
And I don't know what was going on with the car I was driving, but I remember it seemed as if the battery went dead or it died, and I took it back to that place, and they just replaced it on the spot. So those battery warranties, which you really don't, you don't pay an extra cost, they just come with the battery. I was surprised at how well those warranties hold up, because there are warranties on other things that don't hold up very well.
Yes, and your battery may still be under warranty. That's why you need to call AAA, get it to wherever you select. I mean, anyone will check your battery, but if I'd be you, I would take it to, like, Mr. Doyle out there or somebody like that. He closes at 5 o'clock. But you just pull in there. If they have to tow you in, pull in there, and he will gladly check your battery. And also, he will, you know, if you need a new battery, he's got them right there to put in. And he will treat you right.
Well, I will look into that. Well, I appreciate the information.
Well, I'm just glad you listened to me, and you have a great day, Scott.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, again, the phone lines are open here, WWGH Radio. AAA, never a bad thing. If you have that service, maybe second to having any car trouble is being stranded on the side of the road. That's awful. And that's a great thing for AAA to come in and handle that. Because, you know, cars have gotten so complicated. It's not like it used to be. You used to be able to open up the hood and you could fix the thing. You know, you could clearly see what's going on. You could open up that hood and you could see if a wire was off. You could see if the battery wasn't working. You could see if the something was steaming or the radiator had blown up. Now, when you look under the hood, everything is so electrical, and there are so many wires running all over the place. I don't know how anybody deals with that who is not a trained mechanic. You know, I'm half worried to touch anything under there. Now, the battery I'll do. I can change a tire. I can, you know, mess with the battery. I can put oil in a car. I can do windshield wiper fluid and all that. But beyond that, it gets a little difficult. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I called you a little bit on that battery. I'll tell you what, they've got this voltage meter, like I said, about AutoZone. They can check it. You can look right at it when they're right there doing it. But what I was going to tell you, if you do need a battery, now don't go price only. Here's what you people don't understand. You can buy a 600-watt cold cranking amp battery, maybe for $59 at 600 watts. But you want about an 800 or 900 cold cranking amps, because in the winter time, when that temperature gets down to zero, it'll start. When you've got one of them 600 watt cranking amps, if you don't catch it a lot of times, you've got one chance and it won't start because it don't have the cranking power. See, that's where people get misled. They said, I only paid $59 for the battery. Yes, that's okay when it's 40 degrees out in summertime. It's great, but not in the cold winter. When it gets down way low, it takes more cranking amps, and you've got to have more power to crank it.
Now,
It's the same thing. You pay for what you get.
Now, where do you normally buy your batteries at?
I get them at AutoZone, and I get them at NAPA. They're both reliable.
Well,
and O'Reilly's is okay, too. I bought stuff there, too. They're all okay, you know.
Well, hopefully tomorrow I'll have an update on this. I'll be able to let people know what happened.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, them places are reliable. You know, that woman said, you know, they try to sell you a battery. Everybody tries to sell you something, but most of the time, if you don't need one, you don't need one. And they can show you on that meter. You can stand right there and look at it. You know, but the number one thing is your post's got to be clean. That's number one.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. As soon as I get home, I'm going to clean that post off, make sure all the blue stuff's gone, then see if the car turns over.
And, you know, a lot of times I used to say to clean them post, take a bottle of Coke and pour over it.
Well, until Christmas, I had never heard that vinegar does it, but I'll tell you, inside that Christmas thing where, you know, those are little batteries, but where the battery acid had spilled, boy, vinegar cleaned it out. The thing worked again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Vinegar is good for a lot of things.
It bubbles it right up, too. When you pour that vinegar on there, you can hear the hissing and that stuff just dissolving.
Yeah. It depends what kind of vinegar you get. If you get the homogenized or if you get the real strong vinegar, you know. They tell me Lawrence out there has got probably the best cider. But, you know, vinegar is cider-like. But, yeah, good vinegar.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll have to. Well, hey, thanks for the advice.
Okay.
All
right.
Bye-bye. We're going to break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
To Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
How are you?
Doing well. What a